Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We are at Hamilton Heights High School. Basketball tonight, or Tuesday, 17th day of January. Newcastle Lady Trojans are in the house. Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. Both teams getting some warm-ups in right now. 14:37 on the pregame. Pregame began in 15 minutes. They'll put 5 more minutes back on the clock when the ladies go into their locker rooms. They'll come back out. They'll restart the clock. And we'll mention a good ball game in the works tonight. We'll mention the JV contest was absolutely exceptional. We'll mention JV contest was captured tonight by Hamilton Heights. A 6-point victory. Newcastle was right there, thick and thin there late in the fourth quarter, 52-46, a good matchup. We'll mention on the court right now, Newcastle Lady Trojans, they're wearing the dark green uniforms, they're wearing white numerals. Hamilton Heights going to go with the white uniforms, customary for a home basketball game, just the opposite for a football game. So we'll mention a little bit about each school. But first, we'll mention, this is senior night. Senior night right here on the court. We'll mention Hamilton Heights seniors involved with basketball in a multiple years, I should add. We'll mention the manager, Carly Coors. Carly Coors, a great lady escorted by her mom and dad. And we'll mention number 20, Kaylee Roten. Kaylee Roten, a senior escorted by her mom and dad. And number 32, Jocelyn Wolfgang, escorted by her mother and father, will mention. Good ball game tonight. We'll also mention they did provide flowers. Flowers for the Newcastle Lady Trojan seniors. And they are Ava Stearns. Ava Stearns, she'll wear number 5 tonight. She'll start the ball game. Number 24, J.C. Reeves, she'll also start tonight. Another senior, that's Chloe Vaughn, she'll wear number 30, and she'll start tonight. And the final senior, she'll wear number 44 tonight, that's Ari McTeer. So that's what's going to happen later on, but pretty good night to represent the senior class. We'll mention going on tonight, we'll let you know a little bit about each school. First, we'll mention a little bit about the visiting team on the scoreboard, that's the Newcastle Lady Trojans. Enrollment at Newcastle High School is 875. Their school was founded in 1895. They're class 3A, sectional 24. They will participate in the Hamilton Heights girls sectional. That'll be right here. That'll be from the 25th. Take that back. It'll be January 31st. It'll kick off. And that tournament will go on through February 25th. That's the girls tournament. We'll mention in the sectional here at Hamilton Heights, going to be the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. They're currently 14-3. Jay County, good team, 17-1, followed up by Delta, Georgetown, Frankton at 13-5, Centerville, and Newcastle. We'll mention at Newcastle, the principal is Kirk Ammon. The athletic director is Corey Bennett. The athletic secretary is Teresa Thornburg. We'll let you know, Newcastle High School, about 45 miles from here, they're located at 801 Parkview Drive, Newcastle, Indiana, 47362. You can dial them by telephone at 765-593-6670. On the web, it's Newcastle Athletics. .com. They wear the colors green and white. They perform in the Hoosier Heritage Conference. There are 8 teams in the Hoosier Heritage. We'll mention they are Mount Vernon, Pendleton Heights, Greenfield, Yorktown, New Palestine, Shelbyville, Delta, Newcastle. We'll mention Newcastle Lady Trojans. They average 41.1 points offensively per game. We'll mention the head coach is Molly Bates. Molly Bates coaching in her 5th year at Newcastle. And we'd like to wish her an early, good delivery for that child that's living inside of her presently. We'll mention Coach Molly Bates. She's a seventh grade math teacher at the Newcastle Middle School. We'll remind you, the next game on the agenda for Newcastle is going to happen this Friday. It's going to be a 6 o'clock start. 6 o'clock varsity game. Get there early. Newcastle and Yorktown going to go at it. And that's a preview right there of the Class 3A, Sectional 24. We'll talk about the Hamilton Heights Huskies girls basketball. But first we'll mention, taking photographs on the floor tonight is Mr. Bob Cross. Bob Cross, I tell you what, I was watching him as the seniors were being introduced. Bob Cross is right there in front of them getting some good digital photos. Check out Bob Cross on the web. It's www.photo, and I'll mention photo is spelled F-O-T-O. Again, that's Photo Cross, C-R-O-S-S, photography.com. Again, that's www.photocrossphotography.com. Don't forget, it's F-O-T-O at the beginning. We'll mention a little bit about the Hamilton Heights Huskies. We'll mention the school enrollment here in Hamilton Heights, 731. We'll mention their Class 3A, Sectional 24. Same sectional as Newcastle. It's going to happen right here this year at Hamilton Heights. We'll mention Hamilton Heights, Jay County, Delta, Yorktown, Frankton, Centerville, Newcastle. We'll mention the principal at Hamilton Heights High School is Jared Mason. The athletic director is Kurt Ogden. The athletic secretary office manager is Lee Ann Moffitt. We'll mention, we want to say a hello. Hope he's listening. He's down there in the warm weather. Like I say, a big hello to Ron Lively. Ron Lively down there in Florida. Hope you're listening. We know you'll catch the ball game. Your daughter wanted me to tell you hello. Well, mention Hamilton Heights High School is located at 25802 State Road 19, Arcadia, Indiana, 46030. You can dial them up at the office at 317-984-3551. On the web, it's hhscuskies.org. The Huskies wear orange, white, and brown. They perform in the Hoosier Conference. Hoosier Conference made up of 10 teams. They have 5 in the east, 5 in the west. Presently, it's like this. Northwestern, they're 3-0. Hamilton Heights, they're 3-1. They've completed the east schedule. They're just waiting to see who's going to win tonight. Because Western is in third place. They're 2-1. And they're going to go against Northwestern tonight. That's a big-time ball game for the East Division. Tipton, they finished 1-3, and Lewis Cass finished 0-4. In the West Division, Twin Lakes, Lady Indians, no surprise, they finished 4-0. They're number one in the state of Indiana in Class 3A. Central Catholic Knights, they finished 3-1. Benton Central, they're 2-2. They finished 2-2. West Lafayette, they finished 1-3. That one win was a good one. We'll mention Rensselaer Central Bombers. The Lady Bombers finished 0-4. We'll mention the Lady Huskies are currently 15 wins, 3 losses. They average offensively per game in 18 ball games, 42.7 points per game. And they finished 3-1 in the East. The head coach is Keegan Cherry. Keegan Cherry working in year number 7 at Hamilton Heights. Next game on the agenda for the Lady Huskies. They're going to be right back here tomorrow night on a Wednesday. 6 o'clock JV, 7:30 for the varsity. PutneyInSports.com will be here. The competition is going to be the Westfield Lady Shamrocks. Hamilton County foe is going to be right here with the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. That could prove to be a very good ballgame. Now, we'll talk a little bit about the ballgames happening tonight. First, we'll talk about the Hoosier Heritage Conference. Hoosier Heritage Conference, made up of eight teams. We'll remind you, game night tonight, Tuesday, January 17th. Five games on the agenda tonight in the Hoosier Heritage. There'll be five non-conference games going to involve five Hoosier Heritage Conference team members in action. They're all 7:30 contests. We'll mention tonight, the Frankton Lady Eagles are at the Yorktown Lady Tigers. And that particular game is going to be a Class 3A Sectional 24 preview. We'll also mention at 7:30, Mount Vernon Lady Marauders are at the Richmond Lady Red Devils. And we'll just go back a little ways in time, and we'll remember Class 3A State Championship 2012-13 season. The Lady Marauders defeated the Lady Huskies at the Hallman Center, ISU campus right there. Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies, coached by Mr. Todd Winland, would see the final game. Couldn't get the win that night, but earlier in the season, the Lady Huskies handled the Mount Vernon Lady Marauders pretty well. Got the win in the regular season. Go figure. We'll mention another 7:30 ball game. Muncie Central, Lady Bearcats. They're going to be at Greenfield Central, the Lady Cougars, tonight. 7:30 game, Newcastle Lady Trojans. They're right here at Hamilton Heights, going to do battle with the Lady Huskies. The final 7:30 contest, Pendleton Heights Lady Arabians are at the LaPel Lady Bulldogs tonight. We'll talk about the Hoosier Conference. Hoosier Conference girls basketball. We'll mention Tuesday, the 17th of January, game night tonight. Seven Hoosier Conference teams. Six games. We'll make a 7:30 start. The Kokomo Lady Wildcats are at the Tipton Lady Devils. And if you remember, the Kokomo Lady Wildcats are currently coached by Miss Haley Cook Peckinpah. She's the head coach working in her second year at Kokomo. She was an outstanding basketball athlete at Hamilton Heights. We'll make a 7:30 game tonight. Central Catholic Lady Knights. Going to be at the Lebanon Tigers. Another 7:30 start. Newcastle Lady Trojans here at the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. An 8 p.m. start tonight. Rensselaer Central Lady Bombers are at the North Newton Lady Spartans. 7:30 contest tonight. West Lafayette Lady Red Devils. They're at the Lafayette Jet Lady Broncos. And a 7:30 start tonight, a big game in the East Division of the the Hoosier Conference, I should say. That's the Western Lady Panthers. They are at the Northwestern Lady Tigers. That particular game has East Division implications. We'll find out after tonight, after the games take place. We'll find out who will match up and who will play who in the Hoosier crossover game. And that particular crossover game is going to be for all the marbles to find out where you finish this year in girls basketball. So that's how it stacks up, and we'll go ahead and mention Hoosier Conference game, varsity girls basketball, Hoosier crossover, the crossover game for 2022-23. That's for final placement. The East teams this year will travel to the West site this season. It happened the opposite last year. It'll happen this Friday, January 20th. That's when the games will happen. Final Hoosier Conference, East-West matchups. They will be determined on Friday night, the 20th. Check the johnherrell.net webpage tomorrow, and you can see who's going to play who. I'll mention that again. It's a tremendous website. It's John, J-O-H-N, Harrell, that's H-A-R-R-E-L-L.net. JohnHarrell.net. That's the website. You'll find out that that is probably the best website you've ever seen in your life. I can vow to that. So the 15-minute horn, bound him. empty out right there. Going to be introduced right there. Going to be spoken to by the public address. Three officials right there on the surface getting ready to referee this game. I'll mention one of them has hair. That's not to be funny. We're lucky to have hair if we have it. A lot of folks our age, we have a crown. You can see where the crown's at. I'm pretty elevated right here. I can see quite a few crowns in the audience. But that's okay. So we got 5 minutes on the clock. We're going to stand up right now. We're going to set this down and honor our country with the national anthem. We'll set this down.
We fight for freedom and safety here all and over the city. The city especially goes from the Hamilton Heights community and the new temple. Well, we're waiting for the Hamilton Heights and our national anthem.
That's the Hamilton Heights pet band. That's our national anthem. The Lady Huskies are going to go off into their locker room. Newcastle Lady Trojans going to do the same. Clock's going to be stationary at the five-minute mark for just a little bit. Need to mention to you the Perry Show, IHSAA, Girls Basketball State Tournament. Coming up right around the corner, as mentioned, January 31st, it'll start up. It'll last through February 25th, that's of 2023, and it's going to finish up at Gainbridge Fieldhouse. There'll be four games that day. It'll be 1A, 2A, 3A, and 4A. That's a good day for basketball, and it ought to be some good games happening that particular day. We'll mention the 48th annual IHSAA, Girls Basketball State Tournament Perry Show. You can watch the Perry Show. It's going to begin at 5 p.m. It's going to happen on the 22nd. That's this Sunday. This Sunday, the 22nd, you can tune in. It's going to be a two-hour program. It's going to be headed up by Bob Level and Greg Rickshaw. They'll talk about the pairings. Greg Rickshaw will add some good color commentary about many, many, many of the schools involved. He does a great job. And we'll mention that 5 o'clock start on Sunday the 22nd. You can capture that streams exclusively. You can watch it at IHSAATV.org. That's anywhere on earth. Again, that address is IHSAATV.org. I'll mention the Perry Show will also be simulcast on Champion Network radio stations right here closest to Indianapolis. You can capture that at 93.5 FM or 107.5 FM. That's the Fan. That's where you can catch JMD. Most days, late afternoon, John Michael Benson in his sports show, he does a fine job. That guy has a memory like an elephant. He don't forget nothing. But anyway, you can capture that at IHSAACD.org if you want to watch it. Or you can listen to it live at 93.5 FM or 107.5 FM. And I will also mention that the pairing show will be available. You can watch it over and over and over again. Or you can go to the IHSAA.org site and you can look at the pairings even if you miss the pairing show. It's no big deal. But the pairing show coming up right there ought to be a good one. We'll mention several games this week at PutMeInSports.com. Tonight, kicking off the first one, here on a Tuesday, the 17th of January, Newcastle and Hamilton Heights. Going to start a little bit behind schedule. It's 8:07 right now. This game was slated for 7:30. The JV contest took a little bit longer, but it was worth the wait. That was a good contest. Hamilton Heights and Newcastle. Will Mickens, Putney in Sports, will be here tomorrow night. It'll be a makeup game. There can be found a date for it. It's going to be tomorrow, the 18th of January. The Westfield Lady Shamrocks will be here with the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. They're estimating that the varsity girls game will kick off. They'll actually tip off at about 7:15. I'm guessing it's going to be closer to 7:30. We'll be live and on the air. We hope you'll tune in time to hear the whole game. But we will mention there'll be no JV girls game tomorrow night. The girls varsity is going to be right after the Hamilton Heights boys freshman game. The freshman game will not be on Cooking and Sports. The varsity girls game will take the airwaves probably around 7 or 7:15, somewhere in that vicinity. And we'll also mention there's going to be a boys game. Let's back up a minute. On Friday night. Friday night is going to be the crossover game. PutMeInSports.com will be there. The Lady Huskies will travel. They'll either be at Northwestern. Likely that will not happen. They could be at Western, but they're not going to be there either. Let me take that back. Hamilton Heights might have played Twin Lakes, because that's an East versus West matchup, but that's probably not going to happen. It's probably going to be Northwestern and Twin Lakes. And then a coach tells me, he talked to me before the game, he said, chances are Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies may travel to Lafayette Central Catholic and do battle for third or fourth place in the conference. That probably will be the case. Check the website. We'll try to have that on the website at PutMeInSports.com, who the opponents will be. And you can listen to that game on PutMeInSports.com. That'll be Friday night. The JV will play before the varsity. So the JV, 6 o'clock start. Varsity, about 7:30. Tune in early, and then hopefully you'll get the pregame. But in all likelihood, Hamilton Heights will travel to Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. So that'll be a good game. We'll see what happens there. So both teams back out on the floor, 1:32 on the pregame. Lady Huskies going back to their bench area. We do thank you for tuning in. We'll mention tonight's education-based varsity high school basketball game is being made possible by Robbie Kendall at audiosportsonline.net. That's ASO, offering internet audio and video for ambitious broadcast enthusiasts. All you got to do is go to audiosportsonline.net. You can get plenty more information. If you like to broadcast, cover your favorite team. And that ought to be fun, and you can go to that website, audiosportsonline.net, and you can find out a lot more information about broadcasting, whichever sport you choose to broadcast. We'll mention PutMeInSports presently, covering baseball at Lafayette Central Catholic Knights High School. I think we're getting ready to begin our season number 8 at Lafayette Central Catholic. This past spring, they did capture the 1A title at Victory Field of 2022. They finished the season 27-6. Pretty good season right there at Central Catholic. And I think they're returning 8 of the 10 starters in that final game from their Class 1A this year. Well, mentioned putting in sports, also covering football in the fall with the Tipton Blue Devils, basketball in the winter, Tipton Blue Devils, Central Catholic Knights, Hamilton Heights, Lady Husky basketball. Well, Mitch, we're going to let you know about the starting lineups for this contest. First, for the visiting Newcastle Lady Trojans, they'll start like this. I will mention I have 12 game stats. I sometimes will mention them like they're accurate. And they are accurate after the 12th game. We'll mention the starter. Number 3, 5'1" junior, Emma Hart. Emma Hart, 3.5 rebounds per game. At the free throw line, she leads the team at 86%. That's 59 for 69. We'll mention that number 5 in the lineup, 5'6" senior, Ava Stearns, averaging 3.8 per game. Wearing number 24, she's a 5'5 senior, J.C. Reeves, rebounding 5.8 per game, averaging 6.8 points per game. Wearing number 30, she's a 5'4" senior, that's Chloe Vaughn. Chloe Vaughn, 7.2 points per game. Winding out the lineup, she wears number 32, a 5'4" sophomore, Kenzie Clark. The Newcastle Lady Trojans are coached by Molly Bates. Now, the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies, they'll start like this. Wearing number 2, a 5'6" junior, that's Ella Hickok. She's averaging 6.9 points per contest. Wearing number 10, 5'9" junior, that's Cameron Runner. She averages 6.8 boards per game, averaging 19 points per game. She's shooting at the free throw stripe, 85%. Wearing number 20, a senior on senior night, 5'4", senior Kaylee Roke, averaging 8.5 points per game. I will mention she leads the team behind the three-point arc at 41%. That is tremendous. It's been told to me that 30% is good. Kaylee Roden is 40-for-98 from the three-point line. Wearing number 23, 5'7" junior, Cassidy Schakel, averaging 2.9 points per game. And wearing number 24, a 5'9" junior, at Hadley Cherry. She's in there in the rebound department. She sets the screens and she blocks shots. She's in the steals department. And we'll mention the head coach of the Lady Huskies is Coach Keegan Cherry. So they're finishing up the lineups. Hamilton Heights, Lady Huskies. We'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by AGM Auto. AGM Auto, that's in Arcadia. If you're looking for that good mechanic, look no further. They can be that good mechanic you're looking for. They do everything under the hood, along with your new tires, and now AGM Auto is under new ownership. No worries. Same friendly faces and same quality work. And they also now restore classic cars and trucks. They are reaching out to Central Indiana. All are welcome. To find him, take Howard Avenue west off of State Road 19. They are behind the Arcadia Ballpark. And I'll mention AGM Auto. As of the 1st of March, you can find them at their new location. They're just west of Arcadia. Above the big hill there, the bridge right there, you'll see them on the right. It's a green building. They've got a brick veneer front. And they're right there at the old VibeCon. That's going to be the new home of AGM Auto. And at the free throw, excuse me, out of center circle, getting ready to jump it up. Number 5, Ava Stearns for Newcastle. Number 10, Cameron Runner. She'll get the tip to the backcourt. In the front court with the basketball, Hamilton Heights going to begin their first possession. Work it out top of the circle. Katie Roten We're going to right side to the corner. Ella Hiccup. She'll pass it down low. Two-point bucket off the glass. Good. Kaylee Roten. Hamilton Heights takes an early 2-0 advantage. To the front court on the dribble. Out top. Moving the basketball. Working right there. Number 30, Chloe Vaughn. Chloe Vaughn going to pass it inside free throw line. She'll bring it back around. 3-point shot on the way. Rimmed off short. Ready to go. Chloe Vaughn. Rebound Hamilton Heights. Ella Hickok with the basketball. She'll bring it to the front court. She'll pass it right side behind the arc. Kaylee Roten. She'll get the ball back. 3-point shot. Kaylee Roten. Good. Kaylee Roten for three. She's got all 5 points here in the early going. Across the timeline at a walk pace. Out top of the basketball. That's working it around. They're working down left side. Off the glass. Credit the bucket. 24. J.C. Reed. 5-2 contest. Working in the front court, Ella Hickok, crossing the timeline. Back pedal dribble. She'll work a free throw line. Kaylee Roten kicks it back out. Jocelyn. Jocelyn Wolfgang in the starting lineup. I should have known that. I mentioned the fictitious starting lineup. Jocelyn Wolfgang, the lefty. She gets that from dad. I tell you what, her dad, lefty, played at Eastbrook, went to Taylor College. Tremendous basketball player. Tremendous everything he does. 6:19 on the game clock. 7-2, Lady Huskies by 5. We're working in the front court, work the basketball around. We're going to outside baseline jumper. Wouldn't go for Cassidy Stakel. Rebound secured by Ava Stearns. Working it in the front court. Out top of the circle. 3-point shot rims around. Falls off, nearly went. Couldn't get that one. Back the other direction. Got some number discrepancies here. We'll hope to get those figured out for Newcastle. Out top of the basketball, Kaylee Roach will work it down inside. Jocelyn Wolfgang lost the handle. Try to come up with it. It goes out of bounds. It's going to belong in the front court. Hamilton Heights going to inbound it. Right at the bucket on the baseline. Cameron Runner going to inbound the basketball. 5:35 left in the first quarter. 7-2 ball game. Deep in the front court, Cassidy Shakel. Works it right side, Kaylee Roten. Kaylee Roten, dangerous pass, and it's going to be intercepted. Stolen there by 32, Kinsey Clark. In the front court with the basketball, Newcastle. Going to work it right side. Thought about a shot, going to work it out elbow. She'll dish it off in the paint. Going to call jump ball. That was 24, J.C. Reeves. Brought the ball down there where it could be handled by Hamilton Heights. They lock it up. It's going to be alternate possession arrow. Going to give it back to Newcastle on the right baseline. Gets the ball back. The corner, they work it down low. On the drive, J.C. Reeves. Ball tipped out of bounds. Touched by Hamilton Heights. Going to again be along in the front court. Going to be brought in. Number 5, Ava Stearns, right of the bucket on the baseline. Bounce it in. So we're getting to paint. Chloe Vaughn lost the handle, picked up by Cassie Shakel of the Lady Huskies. To the front court, Cameron Runner. She'll dribble in, high dribble, she'll go off the glass. Couldn't get the bucket, she'll get fouled, she'll shoot two. Cameron Runner going to go to the foul stripe. You're going to whistle the foul right there. Cameron Runner. That's Kinsey Clark wearing number 4. Cameron Runner, first shot goes in. So they'll work it from there. So Kinsey Clark has one. Second shot goes in. Cameron Runner. Cameron Runner at the stripe. She's now 105 for 123 on the season. Going to work it out top of the basketball. Back pedal dribble. She'll work it right. We're going to back around. Going to go back the other direction. Stolen. Off the glass. Wouldn't go for Ella Hickok. Rebound put back. Jocelyn Wolfgang wouldn't go. Cassie Shakel couldn't board the basketball. It comes up in the hands. Newcastle, number 30, Chloe Vaughn. They'll dish it off. Kinsey Clark couldn't get the shot. It'll be deflected there by Cassie Shakel. Picked up on the outlet. Cameron Leonard crossing the center line. She's going to find a pass to the basket in the paint. It's going to be a good reach in and a steal. Block shot on her way up. Credit that to Ava Stearns. She'll outlet to the center's line, and it's going to be off the foot of 24, J.C. Reed, is going to go out of bounds. In the ballgame, Hamilton Heights going to check in with 24, having Cherry. Jocelyn Wolfgang getting a good hand clap, pat on the back. Also checking in the ballgame is Katie Brown. Going to be a timeout called. There's going to be a 30-second timeout. We'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by FritzandFishers.com. Since 1983, you can dial them up at Fishers. Their dealership, 317-842-2228. Great cars, great prices, great customers. Two Hamilton County locations. The second is in Melbourneville, west of Melbourneville and east of Westfield. You can explore their quality used car inventory. You can dial them up at their dealership on State Road 32, 317-773-2232. That's FritzandFishers.com. Brought in from the backcourt. Ellen Hickok on the dribble. Into the timeline, going to be picked up there by Ava Stearns. Works to the left side behind the arc, Katie Brown. Katie Brown left the ball available there, and Kinsey Clark almost picked her pockets. They'll collect it and back in the front court. Cameron Runner on the dribble, elbow left side. Outside the arc, 3 points shot on the way. Kaylee Roten couldn't get it. Rebound, Ella Hickok. So against Katie Brown. Cameron Runner back to Katie Brown behind the arc. Shot wouldn't go. It's going to be a steal on the rebound there. Cameron Runner, she backsteps across the baseline. Going to belong to Newcastle. 3:38 on the game clock. Brought in from the backcourt. That was 24, J.C. Reeves. Crossing the timeline at a walk pace. Number 4, Kinsey Clark. Outside the arc, 3-point shot, rims off, wouldn't go. Shot taken there by Anna Tyner. Anna Tyner is a freshman, 5'1". Where's number 20 for Newcastle? Outside the arc, they'll work the basketball. Out top now, Ella Hickok. Guarding her close is Ava Stearns. Outside the arc, they get it to have the Cherry. Just outside the paint, she'll kick it back out. Left corner baseline, 3-point shot, wouldn't go for Ella Hickok. Long carom to the front court now with the basketball. Outside the arc, thought about a three, going to dribble in. From the corner, Kinsey Clark with the basketball. She's going to dribble off her foot. She's going to be recovered there in the front court by Newcastle, number 20, Anna Tyner. Works it right side to work back inside. Kick it outside, 2-point shot on the way, rimmed off. Wouldn't go, shot taken by Ava Stearns. Back the other direction, Lady Huskies. Katie Brown works it around the perimeter there, cuts a hand, Hadley Cherry. Kaylee Roten, and now back to Ella Hickok. Out behind the arc, going to be a Katie Brown tipping it, nearly getting a steal there but for Newcastle. That was 24, J.C. Reeves. Going to be brought in the front court. Deep in the front court from the side court, Cameron Runner tosses it back court, Ella Hickok. 2:23 on the game clock. Clock moving, 9-2 contest. Lady Huskies by 7. Outside the arc, will dribble baseline. Cameron Runner thought about a 2. She'll take a step in. 2-point shot wouldn't go for Kaylee Roten. Rebound, Kinsey Clark. Kinsey Clark might go coast to coast. She will. Shot wouldn't go. He went off the top of the backboard. Nearly fell in. It was still in bounds. Rebound secured by Kaylee Roten. Then they call her foot out of bounds, and she was getting bumped all the way down the sideline right there. They were looking at feet, evidently weren't working, looking at the upper body. So she steps on the sideline. They're going to give the ball back to Newcastle. Going to be brought in right there, number 5, Ava Stearns in the front court. Substitution in the ballgame. Back in the ballgame, number 23, Cassidy Shakel. Taking a breather is Katie Brown, number 3. Will be brought in. Front court, Kinsey Clark on the dribble, working against her, Ella Hickok. Going to work it right side, going to be shipped out of bounds. Good hands, Hadley Cherry. It goes out of bounds, going to remain in the front court with Newcastle. In front of the Husky bench, they'll bring it in. Looking to get it in, looking. You'll go to the corner with it. That's number 20, Anna Tyner. She'll dish it back to Stearns. Elbow left side, shot wouldn't go. That was 24, J.C. Reeves. Ball caroms loose, going to be picked up by Hamilton Heights. Huskies in the front court, Kaylee Roten. She'll work at left side behind the arc. Hadley Cherry, long shot, or long pass across the court. They get back to Cameron Runner. 125. Cameron's going to drive in the paint. She'll take a shot, wouldn't go. But she'll shoot two. Cameron Renner going to go back to the stripe for her third and fourth foul shot of the evening. 122 on the game clock. First quarter. First one goes in. Substitution in the ball game for Newcastle. 25. That's Katie Matthews. Katie Matthews, she's a 5'5 sophomore. Second shot, Cameron Renner. Also good. Two at the stripe. It's 11-2. Lady Huskies by 9. Lady Huskies going to provide some pressure in the backcourt. It's going to be a steal. It's going to be a deflection and a steal by Cameron Renner. She gets to Katie Roten. Outside the arc to Ella Hickok. Three-point land. Wouldn't go. Rebound put back. Wouldn't go. That was Cameron Renner. That was on the same jump. Don't see that very often from a girl. Cameron Renner, quite almost like a boy in the game of basketball. She's a girl. She plays well. She's a junior. We're getting the paint. Alley-oop play. Good. Cameron Renner. Abby Cherry gets pretty good at tossing that in for the alley-oop. You wonder, all these films that teams are watching, you wonder why they don't shut that down. But we're going to back outside the arc. But we're going to right side. Behind the arc on the dribble, that was Anna Tyner. To get it back to teammate, Ava Stearns in the paint, lost the handle. It's going to be picked up by Cameron Renner. To have the cherry, she'll pass it to the side, to the front court, Ella Hickok on the dribble. The dribble in the lane, Kaylee Roten. Kaylee Roten got the two. Kaylee Roten has two-point buckets here in the ballgame in the first quarter. She's working on that percentage. She's doing well. It's going to be a steal. Have the cherry in the front court. This is off Cameron Renner. Off the glass, two-point bucket, good. 14 seconds left. First quarter is 17-2. Lady Huskies in front. Going to be a tip in the backcourt and a steal by Cameron Renner. She'll dish off Ella Hickok. And a couple of Huskies right there to help her back up. Kaylee Roten and Cameron Renner. Ella Hickok going to shoot twice. 6.2 left here in the first quarter. Ella Hickok, 33 for 48 on the season. First shot on the way, rims off, wouldn't go. Just below 70%. Substitutions in the ballgame. Katie Brown back in the ballgame for the Lady Huskies. Where's number 3? Kaylee Roten going to get an extended quarter break. Second shot, Ella Hickok rims around. Popcorn popper, it was halfway down, popped out. 2 seconds left, ball's loose in the front court. No shot at before the buzzer. So we'll go to a first quarter break at the end of one. Hamilton Heights, 17. Newcastle, 2. We'll mention this game is in parts, being brought to you by Dean's Auto Parts. Dean's Auto Parts, that's CarQuest Auto Parts. They're located at 1110 South Peru Street, Cicero, Indiana, 46034. The south edge of Cicero, right there at Cicero Town Plaza. They are team members at CarQuest Auto Parts in Cicero, and they are there to ensure you get the right parts the first time. You can reach them by phone at 317-984-4931. Again, their number is 317-984-4931. They are a locally owned automotive parts store that works to serve. That's Dean's Auto Parts in Cicero. First buzzer sounds. Newcastle out on the floor. Pretty good group of fans assembled here. A basketball game on a Tuesday. We'll find out how many will be here tomorrow night. Not a lot of publicity for tomorrow night's game. A lot of people might not find out it's going to happen. You can listen at putmeinsports.com if you choose to. Ball brought in. Front court. Lady Huskies ultimate possession arrow. Outside the arc, Cameron Renner should go baseline with it. Off the glass, power layup. No contest. Nobody there to provide competition for the shot. Back to the front court. Newcastle. Lady Trojans outside the arc. 3-point shot on the way. Wouldn't go. Shot taken there wouldn't go, and he'll go back the other direction, outside the arc, working the basketball. One dribble, Katie Brown, working it outside. Cameron Runner, Ella Hickok, back to Brown. Katie Brown, crossover, working against her, Kimsey Clark. Outside the arc, three-point shot is good. Ella Hickok for three. 22-2, Lady Huskies by 20. Ball's in the front court. Working the basketball, it's number 30, Chloe Vaughn. Lost the handle, picked up by Hamilton Heights. Katie Brown gets it to Cameron Runner. They'll go outside the arc. Katie Brown, she'll bring it back out. We set the offense. Ella Hickok straight away. Guarding her is number 5, Ava Stearns. Outside the arc, Cameron Runner. She'll pick up a screen from Shakel. Cross-court skip pass behind the arc. Three-point shot. Nearly the same spot. Ella Hickok for another three. 25-2. 6:38 on the game clock. Second quarter, we're at Hamilton Heights. Crossover. Good move there. Kenzie Clark. Outside the paint, lost the handle. Going to be taken away right there. Cameron Runner gets it to Ella Hickok. Outside the arc, one bounce. She'll take a three-point shot. That would go. Katie Brown, rebound out of there on the dribble. She'll bring it to the front court. Newcastle in the front court. She'll bounce it. Elbow left side. To the baseline jumper. Rims around. Wouldn't go. That was Ava Stearns. Rebound Hamilton Heights. Cameron Runner. Pass it to the front court. Ella Hickok. Behind the arc, Katie Brown, three-point shot. Good in front of the Newcastle bench. Newcastle going to substitute in. They're going to substitute in wholesale substitution. That means there's going to be five girls check in. Outside the arc, going to straddle the three-point line. Stearns couldn't get it to go. Would have been a two. Rebound, Ella Hickok, to have the carry down to the front court. Cameron Runner, 5:36 on the game clock, second quarter. Out top of the basketball, Ella Hickok works it on around the perimeter. Katie Brown back to Cameron Runner. Cameron Runner picks up a tough pass to handle. Gets it back to Ella Hickok. She'll dribble in, elbow right side. Outside, they'll get it to Katie Brown. She'll bring it back around. Outside the arc now on the dribble. Cameron Runner in the paint. She'll take a floater off the rim. Got her own board. Couldn't get it to go that time. She got fouled on the way up. Got it right across the forearm. Didn't get the ball even close to the net. She'll go to the foul stripe. Cameron Runner going to shoot foul shots number 5 and 6 here in the first half. 5:12 remaining. Second quarter. First shot is good. Kaylee Roten going to check back in for Hamilton Heights. Taking a breather is Katie Brown. Lady Trojan is going to check in right now. Five new players. I'll mention Anna Tyner back in the game. I got to mention 25, Katie Matthews. Second shot is good. Cameron Runner, 30-2. Hamilton Heights in front. In the front court with the basketball. On the dribble, Cameron Runner going to take up the basketball on the steal. She'll go half court, coast to coast. She'll pick up 2 points. 32-2. In the front court, Newcastle. Outside the arc, thought about a shot. That's Caden Minyard. Caden Minyard in the ballgame. Going to be a foul whistled in the front court. Lady Husky is going to get called for the foul. It's going to be whistled on number 2, Ella Hickok. Ella Hickok going to pick up the personal. She's got one. Team foul number 1. 4 thus far, first half on Newcastle. Outside the arc on the dribble. Out top, 25, Katie Matthews. Working it back around. With the basketball on the dribble, 13, Caden Minyard. Moving the basketball around. 3-point shot on the way, rimmed off just long. That was 20, Anna Tyner, the 5'1 freshman. A good shot, but just a bit long. Just outside the paint, Hamilton Heights. Kaylee Rutten having a good senior night ball game, especially from 2-point land. She's also got a 3 in the first half. 4:11 left. It's going to be a foul whistled in the Newcastle front court. They're going to whistle this Hamilton Heights. 23, Cassidy Shakel. She'll pick up her first. Team foul number 2 on Hamilton Heights. She'll be brought in left of the bucket on the baseline. Looking to get it in. Does. Gets it in the corner of their baseline. Katie Matthews. Trying to pass it back. They'll get it back to teammate. That's Anna Tyner. Working it around the perimeter. Back to Tyner. Tyner going to dribble it out top. cross-court skip pass, nearly stolen by Ellie Hickok. She'll save it from going out of bounds right into the hands of Katie Roten. She'll go baseline to bring it back out. Ella Hickok's open behind the arc. Three-point shot good. Ella Hickok had 3 3-point bombs here in the first half. 37-2. 3:38 left. Outside the arc, three-point shot rims off. Would go. That was Newcastle. Caden Maynard back the other direction. Hamilton Heights. Behind the arc, Kaylee Roten. Three-point shot is good. Kaylee Roten has 12 in the first half, according to my memory. I'm not keeping notes. No way I could do that. Long shot, three-point land. Would go Newcastle at 13. Caden Maynard back to the front court. 3:10 left here in the second quarter. Free throw line shot on the way. Kaylee Roten couldn't get it. Rebound put back is good. Cassidy Schakel for two. Just under 3 minutes left. 2:57. 42-2, Hamilton Heights in front. Going to be a steal in the front court. Ella Hickok going to come up with a steal. She'll slow it up because she mishandled the dribble. She'll wait for teammates to show up, and they'll play 5-on-5 in the front court once again. 2:40 on the game clock. Cameron Runner, cross-court pass, Ella Hickok. Thought about the three. She'll dribble it back out top. She'll backpedal dribble. She'll work it left side behind the arc. Kaylee Roten, another. It'd be Katie Roten going left side off the glass. Couldn't get the shot. Rebound. Hadley Cherry. They'll keep it alive in the front court with a second possession here in the front court. Katie Roten will go to the corner. Hadley Cherry. Hadley Cherry going to pass it down low. Cameron Runner back to Cherry. She'll bring it back out, and they'll reset the offense with Katie Roten. They'll work it in. Cameron Runner. Free throw line. Inside out play. They'll get it to Ella Hickok. She'll backpedal dribble. She'll end up in the center circle. She'll reset the offense. Working against her is Anna Tyner. Back out top, Hadley Cherry. Works it left side behind the arc. Gives it back to Cameron Runner. Back out top, Hadley Cherry. She'll pass the right side behind the arc. Kaylee Roten back to Cherry out top. 1:40 left. Cherry going to dribble the lane. She'll go off the glass. Shot going to go. Rebound put back is good. Cassidy Schakel. Cassidy Schakel gets the bucket, and she'll shoot one more. 1:35 on the game clock. Going to be another wholesale substitution for Newcastle. Number 30, Chloe Vaughn back in the game. Kenzie Clark, where's number 4? Number 5, that's Ava Stern. At the free throw line, Cassidy Schakel, she'll get one. Shot up and good. 3-point play for Schakel. 1:35 on the game clock. Clock moving, crossing the timeline at a good pace. That's number 4, Kenzie Clark. She'll work it down low. They'll bring it across the lane, kick it back out. That's 30, Chloe Vaughn. Ball's going to be tipped away and picked up by Cameron Runner. She's in the front court. Going to lose the handle. Going to go off her foot. Going to go out of bounds. Going to belong to Newcastle. 1:17 left, second quarter. 45-2, Lady Huskies in front. Crossing the timeline. Kenzie Clark, stationary dribble. She'll cross over. She'll bring the ball down. She'll get it back. Teammate on the dribble. That's 30. Chloe Vaughn. Back to Kenzie Clark. Behind the arc, left side. Working against her, Cameron Runner. Works it right side. Back to Vaughn. Chloe Vaughn going to work it around the perimeter. They'll bring it back out. Get the ball back to point guard, Kenzie Clark. 46 seconds left. First half. We're in the second quarter. Lady Huskies in front. Vaughn's going to take a shot just outside the paint. Rebound fought for. He's picked up by Cassidy Schakel. She'll outlet to Cameron Runner. She'll cross the timeline with the pass. Right there, Colt. We'll get back to Roten. Back out top to get it to Katie Brown. There's going to be a foul whistle. The ball was tipped to the backcourt. The official was signaling that she could go retrieve it. Cameron Runner went to retrieve it. Reaching in, going to be a foul committed. That's number 5, Ava Stearns of Newcastle. Ball brought in, Cameron Runner, she'll cross the timeline, working against Ava Stearns. 17 seconds left. Going to be another reach-in foul, Ava Stearns. Crossover dribble, Cameron Runner. That can just lock you up, especially if you're attempting to make a steal at the same time, and that's what happened there. 14.7 left. Kaylee Roten in the ballgame. Hadley Cherry, Safety Shakel, Katie Brown, Cameron Runner at the foul stripe. She got her first one. She's shooting the bonus. Cameron Runner, blemishless at the foul line. And I'll speak too soon. She'll miss that one. 12 seconds left. In the front court, going to be a foul committed at center court. The foul committed, Lady Huskies. Lady Huskies going to pick up their third foul here in the first half. Going to whistle this one on Cameron Runner. She has one. Ella Hickok is going to check back in for the final 9.7 seconds. Coach Tika Cherry going to get Cameron Runner out of there before she gets another one. Pass to the backcourt, Kinsey Clark. Across the timeline, 7 seconds. She's straight away out top. She's going to dribble in. Going to take a shot. She's going to be fouled. They're going to give her 2 shots. Fouled on in the act of shooting. That's number 4, Kinsey Clark. A 5'4 sophomore. Handles the ball pretty well for Newcastle. First shot up and good. Great form at the foul stripe. Kinsey Clark. We'll mention Kinsey Clark. Working on that free throw percentage after 12 games. She's doing quite well. Second shot also good. Nothing but net. 1.4 left. Deep pass. Front court. Off the glass. Got the bucket. 1.4. A softball pass to the front court. Ella Hickok. And Ella Hickok gets the bucket. And gives Cameron Runner a high five on the way in to the locker room. Halftime score. Hamilton Heights, 48. Newcastle, 4. So they'll work right there. You're listening to the Hamilton Heights fight song, better well known as the Minnesota Rouser. And I'm Will Mitchell. This game is in part being brought to you by Indiana Express Rentals. Indiana Express Rentals, they're located at 1708. South 8th Street, Nopalville, Indiana. You can dial them up at 317-773-4800. Again, that number is 317-773-4800. They're authorized dealer for Penske Truck Rentals. One way and local for households and businesses. They have cargo vans up to 26 feet commercial with lift gates. If you get a lift gate, you've got a lot of things happening for you. You'll save your back, and you won't need to go to the chiropractor. We'll mention they have a full line of moving supplies. They're locally owned and operated since 1998. Owner is on site daily. That's Dirk. You can find Dirk Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and on Saturday, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m., that's Indiana Express Rentals in Noblesville. This game is also in part being brought to you by Lisa Stokes Fair. Real estate, she's an agent. She's also a broker. If you're looking for that real estate agent with care and concern for where you're going and where you're at, you can text, message, or call Lisa Stokes Fair at 317-513-4086. Again, her number is 317-513-4086. She can help with residential and corporate relocations. You can contact Lisa Stokes Fair along with buying and selling for your best interest. Call Lisa. Lisa also specializes in residential and corporate relocations. Lisa Stokes Bear, real estate agent, real estate broker, Century 21 Sheets Company. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Runyon Truck Store. Runyon Truck Store, that's the place to enhance your ride. Trucks, cars, SUVs, etc. Wheels, tires, lift kits, and much, much more. Professional installations are always available for every product they sell. They have a myriad of products for you to choose from. You can visit them at Runyon Truck Store. They're located at 27857 Henry Gunn Road. That's an Atlanta, Indiana address, 46031. Or you can check them out on Facebook. Runyon, that's R-U-N-Y-A-N, Truck Store, Inc. That's I-N-K. Again, that's Runyon Truck Store, your place to fulfill all of your auto accessory needs. And they told me at Runyon's, they bleed orange. And I believe it. 6:50 left on the intermission clock. Well, Mitchell, we're at halftime. Hamilton Heights in front, 48-4. Will mention our Remax A New Realty, also bringing this game to you. Remax A New Realty, are you looking for real estate professionals in Tipton, Indiana? Visit Remax A New Realty and connect with a real estate expert today. That's Remax A New Realty in Tipton, Indiana. They are the premier real estate agency serving Tipton, Hamilton, Cass, Owen, Howard, and surrounding counties since 2015. Remax A New Realty, located at 221 South Main Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. You can dial them up at 765-675-3100. Again, their number is 765-675-3100. You can visit them on the web at anewrealtyhomes.com. That's Remax A New Realty in Tipton. And again, we'll mention coming up later this week, starting tomorrow night, Westfield and Hamilton Heights. Girls basketball right here at 7:30, puttingin.com. On Friday, it'll be Hamilton Heights as they travel to the west site. It's probably going to be Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. That'll be the crossover game. That'll be Friday night prime time. That's on the 20th, 7:30 start for the varsity. Puttingin Sports will be there. And we'll mention on Saturday, boys basketball game, Tipton Blue Devils are going to host the Kokomo Wildcats boys game. That'll be a 7:30 start. That's on Saturday the 21st. And I will mention Kokomo. They have a 6'10 boy. He's an international exchange student, 6'10. His name's Flory Badunga. Last year against Tipton, he pretty much had his own way with the Blue Devils. Let's see if that'll happen again this year. Puttingin Sports will be there Saturday, 7:30. Kokomo will be at Tipton. And again, we'll mention, covering tonight's ball game photographically is Bob Cross. Bob Cross is a professional photographer. You can capture his work at photocrossphotography.com. I'll mention the word photo is spelled F-O-T-O, so that's photocrossphotography.com. Mr. Bob Cross. We'll talk a little bit about the rankings right now. This is from this week's poll. It was tabulated yesterday. These are Class 3A, January 16th tabulation, coaches poll. I've got the top 14 right here in front of me. At number one, they've been there all season long. It was told to me that they are dynamite. They are a dynamite team, even in the AAU, going against other states' basketball teams. That's the Twin Lakes Lady Indians. Lady Indians probably going to play Northwestern on Friday night for all the marbles in the Hoosier Conference this year of ladies' basketball. Twin Lakes currently 20 wins, no losses on the season. That's Class 3A, Sectional 22 for Twin Lakes. And we'll mention at number two, Sectional 24, Jay County, Lady Patriots. They're 18-1. That one win, one loss, came to the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. Husky got a one-point win in one overtime. Sectional 32 for the number three in the state this week. Evansville Memorial, Lady Tigers. Lady Tigers are also 18-1. At number four this week, Sectional 26 represented Indian Creek. The Lady Braves are 19-1. At number five this week, Sectional 23 represented Norwell Lady Knights. They're 16-3. Number six this week, Sectional 30, Corydon Central. The Lady Panthers are 18-2. At number seven, Sectional 20 represented Fairfield Lady Falcons. They're also 18-2. At number eight, Sectional 19, Mishawaka Marion. The Lady Knights are 16-5. Sectional 23 at number nine, Northwestern. The Lady Tigers are 13-3. Sectional number 22 at number 10, West Lafayette. The Lady Red Devils are 14-5. Sectional 23 represented by number 11, Belmont. The Lady Braves are 14-4. Sectional 25 at number 12, Danville. Lady Warriors 17-3. One of those three came early in the season to the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. Sectional number 30 represented with number 13 this week, Scottsburg Lady Warriors. They're 16-3. The final team making the lineup this week at number 14, Sectional 24, the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. They're currently 15-3. So that's how we stack up in Class 3A. Tomorrow night, we'll have the Class 4A rankings there because Westfield is Class 4A. And they'll be in the house tomorrow night with Hamilton Heights. 6 o'clock for the JV, 7:30 for the varsity. Clock rolling down. There's a 45-second horn of the 9 minutes area of the 10-minute intermission. We're going to stop the clock at 5.1. We set it. 8 minutes. It's going to be inbound by the Newcastle Lady Trojans on the alternate possession arrow. It's going to be inbound by J.C. Reeves. Sheila calls it to the backcourt slightly to Kenzie Clark. Clock rolling. It's going to be a continuous clock. They call that the Mercy Rule, 35-point differential by score. The running clock can only happen in the second half. And once the running clock begins, it's going to be the running clock the rest of the game, even if the other team catches up. So first shot in right there in the first quarter, third quarter, wouldn't go. That was 24, J.C. Reeves. Cameron Runner goes baseline off the glass, two-point bucket good for Runner. 7:22 on the game clock. 50-4, Hamilton Heights in front. Running clock. Clock will start with a stop on a timeout, an injury, or while free throws are being shot. They're working behind the arc. Kenzie Clark on the dribble. Straight away, she's going to dribble it off the foot of Ella Hickok. It goes free. Picked up there by Cassie Schagel. Cameron Runner to the front court. Ella Hickok goes baseline. They work the ball back around. Kaylee Roten going to dribble in the paint. She'll take a floater off the glass. Wouldn't go. Trying to get the rebound. And Kaylee Roten going to be over the back of Newcastle 24, J.C. Reeves. So fouls whistled on Kaylee Roten. She has one in the contest. 6:33 on the game clock. Going to work it through the timeline on the dribble. Number four, Kenzie Clark. They'll bounce it right side. They'll bring it back around. J.C. Reeves. Moving in around the perimeter, Chloe Vaughn on the dribble. Working against her, Cameron Runner. Behind the arc, and working in baseline, Ava Stern. She'll dribble. Going to go cross over into paint. Shot wouldn't go. Abby Cherry going to send her to the stripe. Fouled in the active shooting. It's going to be number five, Ava Stearns. I'll mention after 12 games, she was shooting 52% from the stripe. I'm sure she's better now. First shot up and good. Nothing but net. Pretty good elevation there. That ball absolutely went straight through the net. Didn't need a rim. 6:07 left. Second shot also good. 50-6. Two points at the foul line right there. Ava Stearns wearing the back left side. On the dribble, Cameron Runner. Cross-court skip pass behind the arc. Ella Hickok, she'll take a three. Three-point shot is good. Ella Hickok shooting the three ball well tonight. 53-6. 5:44 on the game clock. We're in the third quarter. Clock running. We call this the mercy rule. It was implemented by the IHSAA. Started out in the fall, football. Football must have been about 5 or so years ago they implemented this. It was basically to avoid an injury unnecessarily. So the shot from the corner wouldn't go. Shot taken by Stearns. Rebound right there. It's going to be over the back call. Going to whistle this foul on Newcastle. Checking back in for Newcastle, number 20, Anna Tyner. Clock moving. Katie Brown back in the ball game. Lady Huskies. Ball brought in from the backcourt. Ella Hickok crossing the timeline at a walk pace. She'll dribble it right side. Behind the arc, right side, Kaylee Broughton. She'll bring it back out to Cameron Runner. We're going to left side. Ella Hickok, she'll double dribble. She knew she was going to double dribble when she put it down the second time. She knew it right away. She wanted to take a three right there, but defense converged. That's why it made her double dribble. Pretty good defense right there by Newcastle. Outside the arc, Chloe Brown. We're going to give her Kaylee Broughton. She'll dribble left behind the arc. Ball in the hands, Kenzie Clark. Chest pass, tipped by Ellen Hickok. Katie Brown picks it up, back to Hickok. She's going to take a shot behind the arc. Nobody guarding her that time. It rims around, it falls in. Ella Hickok having a good hand touch tonight with the three ball. 4:04 on the game clock. 56-6. Lady Huskies in front. Outside the arc, Newcastle. Lady Trojans, 20, Anna Tyner. They go to the corner with it. They'll drive at Stearns. Ava Stearns going to turn around, take a shot left side of the basket. Got fouled in the act of shooting. Foul's going to be whistled on Cameron Runner. Cameron Runner going to pick up the second foul, her second foul in the ballgame at the free throw line once again. Shooting two, number five, Ava Stearns. First foul rims around, fell off, wouldn't go. Lady Huskies going to check out of the ballgame. That's Abby Cherry in the ballgame. First time, we're going to see number four, Taylor Harley. Second shot wouldn't go for Stearns. Rebound fought for. Kaylee Roten comes up with it. She'll outlet point guard. Crossing the timeline right there, slowing it up. Ella Hickok works it left side. Katie Brown, she'll bounce it right side behind the arc. Cameron Runner. Outside guard now thought about a shot. She'll pop one from 14 feet. That was Kaylee Roten. Wouldn't go. Rebound. Newcastle going to be a steal. Hanging around right there in the weeds was Cameron Runner. She got the steal but missed a bunny. Back the other direction. 3:18. It'll work it down low. Going to be a jump ball. Ball was there available on the surface. That was number 5, Ava Stearns. Locking her up was Kaylee Roten. Katie Roten helps her right back up off the surface. Nothing wrong with sportsmanship. Sportsmanship don't cost a thing. 2:57 on the game clock. Lady Huskies is going to bring it 84 feet. Right of the bucket. It's going to be inbound by Cameron Runner. She'll get into Ella Hickok. Ella Hickok can be picked up in the front court by number 5, Ava Stearns. Out top of the three-point line to get it into Kaylee Roten. She kick it back out. Katie Brown works around the perimeter. Works it right side inside the arc. Right there, Taylor Harley makes a pass back to Kaylee Roten. Nearly stolen. And they're going to call over and back. They're going to evidently not allow for the tip to the backcourt by Newcastle. A lot of folks in disagreement. But the official might have done that for a different reason. To the front court with the basketball. Going to work it back around, crossover. We're going to end the paint, kick it back out. Kinsey Clark almost got a shot. She'll go into paint. you know, take an extra step there. Trying to work her way to the basket right there. Trying to go off the glass. Going to give the ball back to Hamilton Heights. 1:49, third quarter clock. Clock has been running throughout the quarter. Stops on free throws. Stops on an injury or a timeout. We'll hope there'll be no injuries. We're going back behind the arc. Ella Hickok, three-point shot short that time. Rebound out of there. Going back the other direction. 24, J.C. Reeves dishes off. Two-point bucket off the glass. That's number five, Ava Stearns. A good give-and-go right there. 56-8. Hamilton Heights in front. Ball's in the front court. Taylor Harvey. She'll pass it back out top. Katie Brown gets the ball back. Staying on the three-point stripe. Couldn't get the shot to go. Taylor Harley. Rebound secured. Hamilton Heights. Another shot in the front court. Out top, Ellen Hickok. Dribble. She'll give it back to Katie Rose. She'll dribble in. Inside the paint. Shot off the glass. Let it go. Rebound Newcastle. Kinsey Clark on the approach. She'll bounce it down low. Going to be a blocked shot. Cameron Runner. It goes out of bounds. Going up to make the shot with 24. J.C. Reeves. A blocked shot out of bounds just means the other team gets the ball back. So we're going to inbound the basketball. Ava Stearns. 31 seconds left. Outside the arc. Shot wouldn't go. That was 25. Katie Matthews. Going to be a foul whistle in the backcourt of Hamilton Heights. They're going to whistle this on Kinsey Clark. Front court with the dribble. Ella Hickok. 12 seconds left. Huskies in the front court. She'll dribble in. She's in the corner. Lost the handle. Katie Brown was looking to shoot the three. 4 seconds. Cameron Runner in the paint. Off the glass. Got the bucket. The quarter runs out. Cameron Runner going to shoot one more with an empty lane. Cameron Runner going to shoot one. Got the bucket. Scoreboard reads 58-8. 8 minutes left. Excuse me. 8 minutes on the fourth quarter clock there. First shot. Only shot. Three-point play is good. Cameron Runner. So we're in the fourth quarter break right here. 59-8 Wilmington. IHSAA. Girls Basketball State Tournament. Right around the corner. It's going to happen. Going to start up on January 31st. It'll run through February 25th. It'll finish up there at Cambridge Fieldhouse. One day, all four classes will play. That is a fun day for basketball. We'll mention the 48th annual IHSAA Girls Basketball State Tournament Pairing Show. The pairing show is going to happen this Sunday, the 22nd. It'll begin at 5 p.m. It's a two-hour program. It'll be streamed exclusively at IHSAATD.org. Again, that's IHSAATD.org. You can capture that anywhere on God's earth. It'll be hosted by Bob Lovell and Greg Rakestraw. You can go afterwards to IHSAA.org, and you can view the pairings. Even if you missed the show, that's not a big deal. But that show will last, it's Eastern time, 5 o'clock to 7 p.m. That'll be this Sunday, the 22nd. Tune in. That's always a fun time. We'll be brought in. Newcastle, ultra possession arrow. Just begun the fourth quarter, 7:54. Jocelyn Wolfgang in the lineup. She wears number 14. She's a senior. Senior night right here. The JV will not play tomorrow night. Before the varsity girls play. Shot off the glass, wouldn't go. That was Kinsey Clark. Rebound Cameron Runner. In the front court, Ella Hickok. Behind the arc, Taylor Harley. 7:30 left here on the game clock. Cameron Runner, elbow right side to the corner of the Harley. Around the perimeter, Cameron Runner to Ella Hickok. Worked the basketball right around. Ella Hickok still on the dribble. Worked it right side, Cassidy Shakel. Left side, Cameron Runner. To the corner, Ella Hickok. Thought about a shot. Right there is Ava Stearns. Play defense. And Ella Hickok drives the lane, baseline, to go reverse layup. 2 points for Ella Hickok. Just under 7 minutes left. 61-8. Hadley Cherry at the scores bench. Get ready to check in. Next dead ball. From the baseline, wouldn't go. Chloe Vaughn, rebound secured near the baseline corner by Cameron Runner. Gets it to Ellie Hickok. Now back to Cameron. Cameron going to cross the timeline. She goes right side behind the arc. 6:35, clock moving. She'll cross over, bring the left side around the perimeter. Going to hand off to Ella Hickok. She'll take the dribble. Outside behind Art Taylor Harley. Might have got away with a double dribble. Might have called it a drop. I never did quite understand that. But I'm to the corner. I guess I'm not supposed to. But in the paint, Jocelyn Wolfgang. She'll dribble it. She'll get it back to Ella Hickok. Baseline. Kathy Schaefer back to Cameron. She'll dribble the lane. Outside the arch. Shot on the way. Jocelyn Wolfgang for two. She has a very pretty left-handed shot. Nothing but net from about 16 feet on the baseline. 63-8. Going to dribble in. It's going to be a foul whistle. Foul whistle in the front court. Hamilton Heights going to pick up the foul. They're going to whistle this. Might be Cameron Runner. He's motioning one on the right hand. Yep, it's going to be Cameron Runner. She picks up her third. Exiting the ball game for the Lady Huskies is Cassie Schaefer, number 23. Taylor Harley in the ball game. Guarding the inbound, Hallie Cherry. She deflects it back out of bounds. Kenzie Clark going to give up the basketball. She's going to let teammates Ava Stearns inbound the basketball. Looking to get it in, looking to get it in, looking to get it in. Bounce pass, got it in, but it went out of bounds. Didn't touch a Lady Trojan. It's going to belong to Hamilton Heights. 5:04, clock moving. Bring the ball in for the backcourt. Abby Cherry gets it into Cameron Runner, crossing the timeline. On the dribble out top, working against her, is J.C. Reeves. Cameron Runner behind the arc. Three-point shot on the way. That was Ella Hickok. Rims out, wouldn't go. Fighting for the board with Taylor Harley. Going to be the last tip to go out of bounds. Going to belong to Newcastle. In the ball game for the Lady Huskies, number 12, Morgan Ottinger. She's a 5'5" junior. Morgan Ottinger shooting 50% from the foul line. She's 1 for 2. We'll hope she'll get a good shot in the ball game. From the baseline corner, Chloe. Chloe Vaughn shot when you go. It would have been a three. Rebound, Hadley Cherry. Shoot it back to Ella Hickok, Cameron Runner. Cameron Runner going to make a not a good pass there through the front court. It's going to be stolen in the front court now with the basketball. Working it back around. Kenzie Clark from the corner baseline. Chloe Vaughn couldn't get that one. Rebound, Newcastle. Shot outside the paint. Wouldn't go. That shot taken by J.C. Reeves. She'll rebound her own shot. She'll bring it back out top. Kenzie Clark will reset the offense. He's going to be too closely guarded right there. Taylor Harley is going to pick up the reach-in foul for the Huskies. Clock moving. 3:37 in the ball game for Newcastle. Number 25, Katie Matthews. Again, a 5'5 sophomore is Katie Matthews. Going to be brought in. Jocelyn Wolfgang. Difficult pass to handle. Taylor Harley, he elects not to try to save it. It goes out of bounds. It's going to be in the front court. Newcastle last to touch the basketball. Back in the ball game, we're going to see senior number 20, Kaylee Roten, taking a breather. His junior number 24, Hadley Cherry, can be brought in front of the Newcastle bench. Long pass in the paint. It's going to be a jump ball. Simultaneous possession there on the catch. Taylor Harley and Katie Matthews of Newcastle. Also possession arrow gives it to Hamilton Heights. Brought in by Kaylee Roten. Gets it into Cameron Runner. Back to Kaylee. Behind the arc on the dribble. Bring it back around. Is number 12 working right there. That's Morgan Ottinger. Behind the arc, Taylor Harley. They'll get it through the corner. Bring it back out. Ottinger straight away. Kaylee Roten behind the arc with the basketball. She'll dribble in. Cameron Runner in the paint. She'll take a shot. It'll rim around and fall in. Cameron Runner for two. Going to call a timeout. Timeout going to happen. It's going to be a 30-second timeout. They'll stop the clock at 2:10. And we'll remind you, this game is in part being brought to you by Hope Jewelers. Hope Jewelers, they're in Tipton. Precious times are made for precious moments. And Hope Jewelers are there to meet your every special need in the field of diamonds, gold, and silver, etc. Stop in and visit Hope Jewelers in downtown Tipton, next to the Diana Theater at 135 East Jefferson Street, Tipton, Indiana. Reach them by phone at 765-675-9720. 765-675-9720. Hope Jewelers open daily, Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 5:30. Saturday, 9:30 to 2. Ball brought in from the backcourt. Smith foul whistled in the backcourt. And a whistle this on Cameron Runner. She'll pick up number 4. The 4 in the ballgame. 2:09 left in the ballgame for the Lady Huskies. It's going to be number 42, Vivian Lynch. Vivian Lynch, a 5'6" sophomore. And Jocelyn Wolfgang going to salute the crowd from center court. Along with Kaylee Roten, Jocelyn Wolfgang going to get a hug from Coach Keegan Cherry. Jocelyn Wolfgang, you've never seen a team player until you've seen her. Jocelyn Wolfgang, 2:03 left. Clock rolling. Going to be a foul whistle, and Cameron Runner going to exit the ballgame. So Cameron Runner elects to go ahead and leave the ballgame with some minor fouls right there. Katie Brown. Katie Brown right there. Showing some emotions. We all have them. Kaylee Roten getting some hugs right there. Kaylee Roten, a senior. Say what, a senior, a captain from birth. She's going to salute the crowd. Kaylee Roten going to exit the ball game. She'll be back tomorrow. And at the foul line, she's going to take the shot. It's going to be number 4, Kinsey Clark. Lady Huskies on the down low on the block is Morgan Ottinger. Number 12 and number 42, Vivian Lynch. Only two Huskies on the block right there. I should say on the free throw lane. And checking back in, Lady Huskies. Number 4, Taylor Harley. She'll take a spot on the lane. Three Huskies on the lane. Three Lady Trojans. One of them shooting free throws. That's Kinsey Clark. Kinsey Clark, first shot, rims off, wouldn't go. Rebound, Vivian Lynch. She'll bounce pass, Ottinger. She'll pass it left side, Ella Hickok in the front court. 1:50 on the game clock. 65-8. Crossover dribble, Ella Hickok. She'll work her right side, Vivian Lynch. She'll dribble in behind the arc, works it left side. Katie Brown, back pedal dribble. Working against her right there, Newcastle Lady Trojans. She'll pass it left side, Vivian Lynch. She'll go across the top of the circle right there, Vivian Lynch. Going to pass it to Ottinger. Going to take an extra step there. Ball goes out of bounds. Going to be a traveling violation on the Huskies. They'll give it back to Newcastle. 1:18 on the game clock. Crossing the timeline with the basketball, Kinsey Clark. She'll pick up a screen from Jency Reeves. They'll pass it down low. Outside the arc, back to Reeves. She'll dribble across the lane. Behind the arc on the dribble to bring it back out. Going to set up a screen right there for Kinsey Clark. She'll take a three. Shot rims off, wouldn't go. Rebound picked up by Taylor Harley. She'll pick up her dribble in the backcourt. She'll get it to the point guard, Ella Hickok. Hickok going to be picked up. Crossover right there at half court. Katie Matthews. They'll work it back out. Vivian Lynch. Difficult pass by Ella Hickok. Vivian Lynch had a difficult time trying to save it. Goes out in front of the scores bench. Clock still moving. 34 seconds. Crossing the timeline with the basketball at a walk pace. Number 4, that's Kinsey Clark. Back pedal dribble. We're going to get her, Ella Hickok. 23 seconds left. Going to go baseline. Ball goes out of bounds. Going to belong to Newcastle. Going to inbound the basketball here in a hurry. Clock's at 12 seconds. Clock moving. Going to end the basketball game with Hadley Cherry. Maybe not. Going to be stolen on the nose. Lost the handle. Kinsey Clark at the buzzer. Near the buzzer, wouldn't go. Rebound, Newcastle. Long shot, will it go? It did. They'll count it. Outside the arc, bank shot for a three. Credit the bucket. Newcastle, number 25, Katie Matthews. And that's going to complete 32 minutes of basketball. Right across in front of the scores bench. We do thank both coaches. We'll mention Keegan Cherry Hamilton Heights. And Molly Bates, what a quality lady. She loves the game. She loves the girls. And Will mentioned, final score, Hamilton Heights 65, Newcastle 11. And Will mentioned, Newcastle, Lady Trojans, they'll be in action on Friday night, the 20th. This Friday, it'll be a 6 o'clock ball game. Varsity game only, evidently. It's going to be Newcastle. They'll travel to Yorktown. And that's going to be a Class 3A, Sectional 24 preview of the Sectional coming up here not too far in the distant future. And we'll mention the Lady Huskies. Next team on their agenda, they're going to happen tomorrow night. You won't find it on the on the schedule. They've added the game. It's on putmeinsports.com. It'll be a 6 o'clock game for the freshman boys basketball. So you'll have freshman boys if you show up here. And we'll mention the second game will be the Lady Huskies varsity. They'll go against Westfield, Lady Shamrock. Shamrock will be in the house. And that will be immediately following, I should say 20 minutes following the freshman boys basketball game. We hope you'll tune in. If you can't be here live, putmeinsports.com will cover the ball game. And we do thank you for tuning in tonight. And stay tuned. We'll let you know tomorrow night how the pairings will be for the crossover game on Friday. The several games, there'll be 5 of them. We'll let you know how the crossover pairings will stack up. And we'll let you know that tomorrow night. We do thank you for tuning in. We thank my wife back home. Soundcheck, that's Paula. She makes things run smooth. And we do thank you for tuning in. We'll mention, no matter if you're home or away, if you're doing the teaching and the learning, don't let it go. Keep the fire burning.